I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be looking at when not to use adverbs. So a really quick summary about adverbs, when to use adverbs, when to use adjectives. Well, remember that to describe a noun, we're going to use an adjective. For example, the table is big. So we're describing the table, which is the noun, with an adjective, big. That's it, really, when it comes to adjectives. That's all you need to think about. But with adverbs, adverbs describe lots of things. Adverbs describe verbs, they describe adjectives, and they could also describe other adverbs. So the general rule, as I said, is that adverbs describe verbs, as well as adjectives and adverbs. But if we focus on verbs, so for example, he plays the piano beautifully. Here we use the adverb beautifully, not beautiful, the adjective, but beautifully, because we're describing how he plays. He plays the piano beautifully. Usually, we're going to use an adverb to describe a verb. And this is the same with good and well. The word well is an adverb, therefore it describes a verb. And the word good is an adjective, so it describes a noun. For example, his English is good, we're describing his English. Or he speaks English well, we're describing the verb, how he speaks. But be careful. Because, like with many things in English, there are exceptions to that general rule. And one of those exceptions is when we are talking about senses and we're using sensory verbs. Look, sound, smell, and taste. When we use these verbs, we want to use adjectives to describe them. So, for example, if you're eating something, you might say, this tastes good, or this tastes strange. The words good and the words strange are adjectives. You might say, dinner smells amazing, not dinner smells amazingly. No, dinner smells amazing, or wow, that sounds great, not that sounds greatly, that sounds great. So if you use one of these sensory verbs, taste, smell, sound, you should use an adjective to describe them. And regarding well and good, or bad and badly, well, unless you're commenting on the health of someone, don't use well or badly. You should use good or bad. If you say, you look very well, that's okay, but it means that the person looks healthy. If you say you look good, then you're commenting on their appearance. So maybe they're wearing something nice and you want to compliment them. You'd say, you look great, not you look greatly. No, you look great. And a final point about this, when someone asks you how you are, some people ask me this, should I say I'm good or I'm well? Well, both are okay. How are you? Yeah, I'm good. Or I'm well. Or I'm fine. These are all fine answers, good answers. But if someone asks about your day or your weekend, for example, how was your weekend or how was your day? Then you would say, my day or my weekend, whatever it is, it was good, not it was well. We only use well to describe ourselves. So, for example, I'm well. Thank you for asking. but never to describe something else like our day. My day was well? No, my day was good. Okay, so in summary, usually adverbs describe verbs and adjectives describe nouns. But with sensory verbs, look, sound, smell, and taste, use the adjectives with these verbs. You look good. That smells nice. That tastes fantastic. And the difference between well and good is all about health. If you say you look well, then you're commenting that they look healthy. Whereas if you say you look good, you're commenting on their general appearance. Okay, so there's a quick explanation about when not to use adverbs. Hopefully you found that helpful. Hopefully you learned a few things there. Remember, if you have any ideas for grammar points you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please send me a message. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.